Good morning. A pleasantly cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, and with a good amount of sunshine, temperatures will respond nicely by climbing back through the 50s and 60s during the first part of the day. Energy, still left in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, moving through the jet stream flow, could touch off a few scattered clouds, which could lead to a couple of passing showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in just a few spots by mid to late afternoon. Otherwise, everyone else will be dry, with temperatures reaching into the lower to mid-70s on average for daytime highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, with lows back into the lower 50s. Tomorrow, watch a cold front slide our way from southern Quebec and Ontario. The front will be dry, however, and it will get pushed back to the north later in the day. Still, we'll see a mix of sun and clouds associated with this front, but being on the warmer side of it, we'll manage to get into the middle and upper 70s for daytime highs. As we head into the middle of the week, a ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will build in from along the eastern seaboard. This will allow temperatures to remain warm and deflect any storminess to our north and west for at least a couple of days. The result will be mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s on Wednesday and a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 80s again on Thursday. By Friday and into Saturday, a bit of energy will roll over the top of this ridge, breaking it down somewhat and touching off at least one or two scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm, but highs will stay in the lower 80s. We'll dry it out in a northwest wind flow on Sunday, but highs will remain in the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rounds of heavy rain and thunderstorms will continue to impact the central and south central parts of the country over the next couple of days. The atmospheric ingredients responsible for this weather pattern include a stationary boundary that extends from the central Rockies through the plains and into the lower Ohio Valley, an upper-level low spinning above the southwest that will support a replenishing moisture feed from the western Gulf of Mexico, and a dry line located across the southern high plains that will help spark thunderstorm development. An enhanced risk of severe storms has been highlighted by the Storm Prediction Center across portions of the Texas Panhandle. Damaging wind gusts, large hail, and isolated tornadoes are all possible. Additional rounds of severe weather are possible across the southern plains on Tuesday. Along with the threat of severe weather, heavy rain could pose a significant threat of flash flooding by Tuesday after multiple rounds of downpours. By Tuesday evening, over 3 inches of rain is possible from southwest Oklahoma to the northeast and north central parts of Texas. Flash flood watches are in effect in these areas. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility with mostly sunny skies and 36 degrees with a west wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 17 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 42, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.27 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 22 at Copper Basin and Stanley, both in Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston a mix of sun and clouds with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 75 degrees, the low 48. The average temperature, 62. That's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.57 inches for the month, which is now 1/10 of an inch below normal, and 10.91 inches for the year, which is 1.84 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high 92 set in 2017 and the record low 30 in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:13 p.m. 15 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with the outside chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, the chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny on Wednesday in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Thursday. Partly sunny with the risk of a shower or storm Friday near 80. A chance of a shower or thunderstorm on Saturday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 80s. And mostly sunny in the lower 80s again on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.